It's time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me today for the Daily Devotional. This is the last week in which the calendar says we celebrate Black History Month. Although if you're like me, you celebrate Black History year-round. Black History Month is a time to reflect on the people and events that have brought African Americans as a people to where we are and to thank God for our journey. Black History Month is also a time for us to recognize we're not nearly where we want to be in the constant battle for justice and equality, but we are not exactly where we used to be either. I don't believe we take time in the month of February to elevate our culture over any other culture, as all are significant in the eyes of God. But Black History is a time for us to say we're still here after all we've encountered as a people and all that we face on a daily basis. So, this week to close out the month of February, I thought I'd share devotionals each day from the movie The Wiz. The Wiz is one of my favorite movies of all time. While watching the movie one day as a teenager, the Spirit of God began to give me some life principles from a Christian worldview based on the movie. So I adapted a sermon entitled The Gospel According to The Wiz. And those of you who have followed my ministry since I was a teenager, you probably heard it before. This week, in honor and celebration of Black History and this movie, which is a staple in our community, I will take each day to share some lessons each character can teach us. Interestingly enough, there is a lesson even in the filming, producing, and release of this movie. If you lived in the 70s when this film was released, you would remember it was a box office failure as it didn't even make the budget. I wasn't alive or thought about for that matter, but I read about it. Even in that, there's a lesson to unpack. Don't you be upset because your business or other ventures haven't been as successful as you thought at the beginning. If you hold on, God will allow that thing to take off and bless generations and generations to come, just like this movie. Galatians 6:9 would remind us, be not weary in your well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Today's character is Dorothy. In order to effectively communicate the character of Dorothy, who was played by Stephanie Mills in the 1978 film, I must go back and consider the life of Paul. Paul in Acts 27 was a prisoner and was shipwrecked along with others on the ship. But in Acts 28, we know that Paul, even after being bit by the snake, made the best of the situation and went out with the same hand the snake bit to lay hands on the sick that they may be healed. I in no means am seeking to equate the character of Dorothy with Paul. However, Dorothy too found herself in the midst of a tornado that carried her to a place she had never been and didn't plan to be. She had just minutes before had a conversation with Aunt Em, and Aunt Em was encouraging Dorothy to do something more with her life, to leave her comfort zone. Dorothy wasn't going to do it on her own, so this tornado was the push she needed to live her life beyond Aunt Em's and Uncle Henry's home. As I began to consider the tornado's role in Dorothy's character, the tornado really brought Dorothy to her birthing place. It was where she had landed as a result of the tornado that would show her things on the inside of her that she never knew was there. The storm in that of the tornado revealed Dorothy's courage, her heart for others, and taught her to face her fears. So in essence, the storm Dorothy faced was absolutely worth it. The storm she faced built her. It opened her eyes to a whole new world that she would have never chose to explore on her own. The character of Dorothy and the life of Paul taught me to look at my storms in a whole new light. The storm may not always feel good, and if you're shipwrecked like Paul, you don't even know if you'll make it out of the storm alive. But when you know that God has called you and you know that God is with you, even in the shadow of death, you know you'll make it out all right. Beloved, the storms God brings our way are meant to cause us to continually conform to his image and his likeness. Don't you dare die in what you are in, because on the other side of the storm, you'll say just like David, it was good that I was afflicted. You will discover how much you learned in the storm. You'll discover what is truly important and what is not as a result of the storm. The storms of life show us that we are not in charge, but it is God who has all power and all authority. At the end of the movie, Dorothy really discovered she was having an identity crisis before the storm. She really didn't know who she was or what she had on the inside of her. When it was time to go home, she was told she could have been home and that all she had to do was click her heels 3 times. She didn't know that she had the answer to her problem all along. And that's a word for us today. The God who knows all, sees all, and is our all and all, He is the answer. Our storms show us that truly God has given us everything that we need. We need only to seek Him for the answer. Whether you're in a storm right now, coming out of a storm, or you're on your way into a storm, I want to encourage you, the storm is worth it. The storm will unlock things God has already placed within you. It will teach you total and complete reliance on God, and it will reveal the nature of God to you because He will walk right with you in every storm of life because He is faithful and He's God like that. Don't allow bitterness, anguish, and depression to rob you of the value of the storms in your life. See the hand of God in your storm and how He can get the glory out of you even in the midst of a storm. Dorothy didn't know who she was. She didn't realize a whole lot of stuff, but even during her storm, which led to personal discovery, she found time to encourage and uplift others, just as Paul did. In your storm, find someone to encourage and be a blessing to. Taking time to encourage someone else, even while you go through, is one way in which God does a Romans 8:28 in your life. For some of you listening today, the discomforts in your life may be God pushing you into your destiny and out of your comfort zone. Don't resist His movement in your life. Embrace it, because as He moves in your life, you will discover your life is bigger than you and your comfort zone can't even contain all that God has for you. Another means of God performing a Romans 8:28 in your life is by way of allowing everything you face and go through to be worth everything you did, because it all works for good in the end. Let's pray together. Dear God, help us to see the storms we face in life as stepping stones to catapult us to new heights and dimensions in You. Give us joy and peace in the midst of our storms so that we don't look like what we are going through. May we not only see our storms as opportunities to grow personally and in You, but help us to recognize our responsibility, even in our storms, to minister to and encourage someone else. In all seasons, You are still God, whether abased or abound. Teach us, like Paul, to be content. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. So be it. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining me today for the Daily Devotional. I pray it's been a blessing to you. Remember, it's up to you to make it a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley.